asked to do a children's talk or a young people's talk this morning, but in our congregation I'm used to doing a children's talk for a group of 9 children aged from 3 to 12. I don't see anybody, I don't think, in that age range here. So I don't want to insult you by doing a children's talk that's way below the level that you need to hear. Also, I was warned, if that's the right word, that whereas at Stanton Lee's we get a very interactive time when the children's talk's happening, that wouldn't be the case here. And so I was told not to ask any questions, just to talk. So I hope that's okay. I'm not sure if this is a children's talk or a young people's talk, or should we make it an everybody's talk? Because I wanted to just refer to a phrase in the reading that we had from Luke's Gospel just now. Luke 18, verse 9, it says that that second parable that we read, Jesus spoke to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. And he goes on to give an illustration of somebody who was like that, the Pharisee who prayed, and he says he prayed with himself, because his whole prayer was, I, God, how good I am. And God doesn't really listen to prayers like that, so he just prayed with himself, so he might as well not have bothered, really. But he's an illustration of someone who trusts in themselves. And you know, it's a very great danger for any of us that we trust in ourselves, that we think we're okay. Righteous is the Bible word. And it's especially a danger for those of us who've grown up in Christian families. And I know that because I did. And at least some of you to whom I'm speaking now have had what is a privilege, but also a danger of growing up in a Christian family. And if we're not careful, we can start trusting in ourselves. We think we're okay because we've heard the gospel ever since we arrived in this world, or ever since our parents themselves became Christians, as the case may be. And we can lose sight of the fact that we are just as sinful as everybody else out there in this world. That was the problem with this Pharisee. He thought he was better than everybody else. Jesus contrasts him with that tax collector who knew that he'd made a total mess of everything, and all he could say was, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But actually, that's all he needed to say. And that's the best prayer that any of us can offer. That's a prayer God will listen to. Because it says, I'm not trusting in myself. I know I've got absolutely nothing to parade before God. I can't come to God saying, I. All I can say is, have mercy. And Jesus says, it was that man, not the other one, who went home justified, which is another way of saying righteous, which is where it all began. Some trusted in themselves that they were righteous. And Jesus is warning us, challenging us, encouraging us not to trust in ourselves, but to realize that we are sinners, and the only way to be righteous is to ask God for the mercy that he has given us in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. So please don't trust in yourself. That's the message.